This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In coming weeks, healthcare workers in Wisconsin will begin getting vaccinated against COVID-19. It's a hopeful sign after months of grim news about the pandemic. But as Shemaine Mills reports, the vaccine won't be widely available until spring or summer, and that means the health risks to Wisconsinites from the pandemic are far from over.
What some have called salvation in a syringe can't come soon enough for Dr. Neil Bard, who still remembers the fear of polio during an outbreak in the 1950s.
People got paralyzed from polio. I remember being taken by my parents, rushed to the local elementary school, and couldn't wait for the public health nurse to get us vaccinated.
Bard is medical director at Richland Hospital Clinic in southwestern Wisconsin. He says looking ahead to a vaccine can't lead people to drop pandemic safety guidelines now.
We have to be vigilant. We have to watch for any kind of increase that might overwhelm our ability to care for people.
Richland Center is a small city of 5,000 where vehicles stop for pedestrians even when there's no stop sign or crosswalk. This consideration of others doesn't always carry over to mask wearing during the pandemic, which Bard says has become a political flashpoint. More than a dozen people have died from COVID in Richland County since the pandemic began. To deal with a surge of cases, hospitals around the state are making extra space for beds, treating those with milder COVID symptoms at home, and relying on each other to take patients they can't care for. Even before the pandemic, smaller hospitals routinely transfer patients to bigger hospitals that can provide more advanced care. As Bard talks, a medical helicopter buzzes overhead.
MedFlight, they'll land on the top of the hospital to take a patient from here out.
Some have avoided hospitalization with COVID treatments, and a vaccine is on the way. Lisa Johnson is CEO of BioForward Wisconsin. The trade group represents science companies, some of which were involved in the making of COVID-19 tests and treatments.
We're in a different age now where we have machine learning, AI, all of this can unlock the genome much faster than when they were trying to create a vaccine for polio or the measles. It's just exciting.
But the challenges ahead are daunting. Distribution and persuading the public to get vaccinated. Every year, the U.S. falls short of its goal, convincing 70% of Americans to get a seasonal flu shot. So far, only 37% of people in Wisconsin have been vaccinated against influenza. In Richland Center, Bard is optimistic because the clinic has given more flu shots this year than ever before. He hopes it's the same for a COVID-19 vaccine when it becomes widely available.
And I'm hoping that it's going to be like 1958 polio vaccine, that people will be clamoring for this. I've already had patients who I give flu shot to, and they said, tell me when the big one is here, because I want it.
Even with the finish line in sight, the last stretch of a long race can be the most difficult. Bard and other health professionals say people still have to keep their guard up against a disease that shows no signs of letting up. National health officials have warned the most brutal part of the pandemic lies ahead, that stretch when infections are still spreading and a vaccine isn't widely available yet. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.